Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Okay, we're here at the Battleground.
We are here.
I think we're getting on the air just in time for
my
national
in.
Anthem. So,
Yeah.
Got me? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We can
do the starting lineup.
Yeah,
Cobby's on his way up.
Yep.
And we'll just start with their lineup.
Number 11.
Looks like playing shortstop and leading off would be Griffin Bruins.
Number 4. Griffin
second baseman, Bruins. Batting second, Ian Rindler.
Number 13, Ian Rindler.
The left fielder. Jake Topp is batting third tonight. Hayden Poppelman, our catcher today, batting fourth. At first baseman and batting fifth is Colton Arns. And the right fielder, Brian Meyer, will be batting sixth. Parker Hess is our third baseman tonight. He'll be batting seventh. Austin Niekamp is our pitcher tonight, batting eighth. And Drew Louse, the center fielder, will bat ninth. Dave Kalp just made her in. How you doing, partner?
Good, partner. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. There's a lineup for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Did you go over that yet?
Just getting ready to.
Just getting ready to. Yep. Well, looks like we're going to have a new leadoff batter since Landon's going to be sitting on the old pine tonight. It's going to be Caden Greasy going to lead us off. He'll be playing third base. Wyatt Ben's going to be out in left field batting second. Cale Ram will be out in center field batting third. Daniel Patch will be in the cleanup spot. He'll be at first base. Troy Holman's going to get the old start on the bump tonight.
He's on the bump.
Yep. And he'll be batting fifth. Riggs Toby will be batting sixth behind the plate. Sage Wendell will be at second base, batting seventh. Alex Dew, shortstop, batting eighth. And Tucker Overman will be out in right field. And he'll be batting ninth.
Did you guys get a chance to look over their lineup? They have one senior, no juniors, and the rest are sophomores and freshmen.
Young Marion local squad coming in here tonight.
Yep.
Young.
I tell you, the Indians, you know, we started out hot feet. We got to a 2-0 start in the MAC, and then we dropped a couple in a row, and now we're back to 500.
Yep, back to 500.
Let's stay on top, huh?
Let's get back on above 500.
Absolutely.
Time for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, welcome back here to the Battlegrounds in Fort Recovery, getting ready for MAC action, Big Fee.
Yes, sir, buddy.
The Flyers coming in here. I have no idea what their record is.
I'm not sure what it is either. They're probably about 500, aren't they?
On there.
Somewhere.
Wait, man, Spencey's got all the...
Well, there we go.
Everything on there.
4-8.
4-8.
Coming in 4-8.
1-3 in the MAC.
Had a good game, though, on Tuesday against, looked like Minster or somebody, I think I seen. Or no, New Bremen. 8-6 to New Bremen. New Bremen's supposed to be a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, New Bremen's supposed to be solid. You know, again, we had our chances on Tuesday night. Bobby and I was over there doing that game against the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
You're taking the mother-in-law out for big birthday, and how'd that go, by the way?
Went good. Went to the Do Good. I've never been there. It was very nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've never been there yet. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyhow, we had our opportunities. We stranded 7 again, and, you know, just like the week before, you and I was at Brazil's, and we stranded 10. Couldn't get that big hit.
Boy, got to get that big hit.
Tonight, let's see the old bats get hot here.
Yeah.
Get on the roll.
Get them racking and hitting the crap out of the ball. If you haven't been outside, it's absolutely beautiful, but, man, is it windy.
We got a little breeze.
We got some breeze
blowing. She's coming up. Yeah, she's kind of blowing from right to left.
Could be some interesting pop-ups today.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. So here we go. Marion Flyers coming up here. Top of the first inning going to be Griffin Bruntz, the shortstop, followed by Ian Rindler, second baseman. Looks like our umpire is getting his...
Getting stuff ready?
Yeah, he's getting...
Getting his clicker cleaned out.
Got trouble back
Got to put her back to zeros.
Now, if he wanted to start the top half of the first inning on the 0-2 start, we don't care.
Yeah.
Find All right, Troy Hellman, let's find some plates here. Let's go. Throw some strikes for me, bud.
Get a hit right away, buddy.
First pitch comes in here, and he rips that baby foul down the third base line and out of play.
Like Neil said, these guys are awful young, but I think this is one of their best sophomore classes ever.
I have heard that.
I've heard they're unbelievably good.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard that from their football coach.
Their football coach said that this is as good as it's ever been.
Second pitch coming in there. That's a ground ball. Going to stay foul. Fielded by Caden Greasy.
Greasy with a
couple steps foul.
I think they've only won one league game, but they've been close with a whole bunch of
teams.
People.
Yep.
They're not a pushover.
I think the reality of it is Coach Goodwin said, I think that his sophomore class would have came in second in the MAC in football last year. That's a rocket out to the left fielder, Wyatt Benn, and that's going to be a leadoff base hit.
He hit that hard.
Three pitches. He swung at all three of them, fouled two of them off, and took one right up.
Ripped one up the middle.
Right over Alex Deuce's head for a base knock.
Yes, sir. Looking for a bunt here, maybe? Or are these
possibility.
Guys free-swinging maniacs?
We're going to find out. Ian Rindler, the batter. Jake Topp on deck. There goes the runner. First pitch. And fell out of Riggsy's hand.
A little sec. Kept looking for the ball. Never seen it.
Greatest fake of all time, wasn't it?
That was a good fake out. What happened?
It didn't bother the runner.
Runner's happy. He's at second.
I think it faked out old Riggs back here, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, they move a runner over to second with a stolen base, and that's going to put a man in scoring position. Swung on and fouled.
Man, they're swinging.
They are.
They're free swingers.
On the plus side, it looks like we're throwing strikes.
Yeah.
They're swinging at everything, except the first pitch.
They are ready to go.
One ball, one strike. Troy coming to the plate.
Curveball,
and that's going to be knocked over towards Sage Wendell. Sage picks it up. Fires over to Daniel, and Daniel can't come up with it. And it was in the dirt, and a bouncer over to Daniel, and that's going to put runners at first and third, and that's going to be an error on the
innings. Yep. First and third.
Number 22.
Actually, Patsy's got to catch that, and Shades's got to make a better throw.
Well, he had plenty of time. He just needed to plant his feet.
I agree.
Yeah, he needed to plant his feet. But
it wasn't a very good throw, but Daniel's good enough. He could have scooped that one, too.
Yep, he could have scooped her up. All right, runners at first and third. Number three batter here, Jake Topp at the plate.
All right, boys, let's go. We got to get it out here. I would think runner's probably going to be going again. There he goes.
There goes the runner. That's a high pitch, and there's a throw all the way down, cut off short by Alex. And they quickly have runners at second and third, and nobody out here.
They
top of the first down.
Brewing right away.
Riggs is going to go talk to Caden.
Troy's your pitcher.
Troy.
Oh, sorry.
All right, runners at second and third. Nobody out here. Jake Topp, the batter. Hayden Peppelman on deck.
Swing and a miss.
Got
nice.
Him right there.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, evens the count at 1-1. A little bit elevated in the zone, and
yep,
couldn't catch up with it.
All right, Big Troy, what do you say, Boop?
Troy delivers. High curveball.
Get on top of that one.
Two balls and a strike.
Curveball that didn't curve.
Curveball.
Stayed up. Indians. Woo, we got to get it out.
Yep, we need it out here. We don't need to give them a crooked number right out of the gate.
No.
There's
popped
a pitch.
Up.
Popped up. Looks to me like Caden Greasy is going to have a chance to make the play on it, and it's coming over, and he does.
Did he get it?
Yep.
Yeah, I believe he did.
So Jake Tom
big
pops
out.
Out to
big out
Caden
there.
Greasy.
Huge. That was a big out.
Out number one. Now, let's get another one here.
Yep. Now, you got to think maybe. I'm not sure how Marion coach is, if he's a squeezy guy or
we'll
you got to be
out.
Ready.
We're going to find out right here. Big left-hander up to the plate. Cleanup hitter, Aiden Peppelman. Takes first pitch for a ball a little outside.
I would think with young kids like that, probably not.
But they're halfway through the season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll find out. It's early in the game here. He might want to hit and drive one
in.
There's a foul ball. Goes back to the wall.
One away.
One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the first inning. Marion Local Flyers against the Fort Recovery Indians. Flyers are threatening here in the top half of the first.
Yep. Looks like runners. Bobby and the grandkids are out driving around out in center field checking out
Bobby
the sites.
Bobby said he was going to play golf today. There he is. Yeah. Rocket right at Alex.
Oh,
Alex
nice
picks
catch
it off.
By Alex.
Now he's going to make a double play.
How about that?
Huge play by Alex Deuce. He climbed the ladder.
That's
robbed a base
the way
hit.
To play. Woo.
The young man running the bases out at second base. Caught off the bag. And that's going to be a 6-4 double play.
That was a big time play. He climbed
big,
the ladder on that
big,
one.
Woo. Big help. For the pitcher, Troy Homan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got half an inning in the books. No score here in the battlegrounds in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Big stop by the Indians getting out of that thing. Two runners, a second and third, nobody out, and we did not give up a run. Great play by Alex Deuce. Caden Greasy's going to lead off of the Indians. Caden's been pretty tough all year.
Caden's been hitting the ball.
And shot down the left field line, hit hard right at that left fielder. Nice play. Boy, he hit that and good. I'm going to have to give that a line out to seven. That brings Wyatt Ben to the plate. Boys all moved up a bit. Tell a little bit of what happened there, Coldwater.
Well, it was the first inning, and Landon started the game off with a walk.
Yes.
And he stole second, and then the pitcher didn't keep him honest.
Jeez.
Whoa.
What's going on? We going to get killed?
Wow. We might get killed. This kid ain't throw very hard.
If that would have hit the net, it would have come right on through the net.
It's funny. I told Brian Patch, he's sitting over here on the hill between the fields, and I said, you might keep your head open.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, it's going to take a pretty good shot to get us here.
Well, two shots right at him.
That was one hopper.
That's a good pitch.
Yeah, good breaking
strike
ball
two.
Right there. Got
No balls, two strikes. Anyhow,
gets over to third, and then we tried a delayed steal. Wyatt was at first, and he kind of took off after the catcher had the ball and, you know, tried to get in that pickle.
Yeah.
And curveball high. Anyhow, and a little bit of it, you know, he just kept going to second, and they threw it down to second really hard, and Landon took his break, you know, took off for home, and the shortstop came in, cut it short, fired home, and they had him by 15 feet. And bottom line was he didn't attempt to slide, and he just barreled into the catcher. And,
yep.
And the umpire said,
"That's an automatic, you're done.
You can't do that, my friend."
No.
So it was you know, I think
you always got
better.
They always got to slide.
Yeah.
Especially at home, always got to slide. Just slide. Don't even think about it. He'll be back next game, though. I take it, the Dragons game.
That ball's hit
hard over the head of the left fielder, banging it off the fence at the 290 sign. Steps right and pulls into second base with a double.
Big old one hopper.
Nice shot.
Well, I've seen more hard hit balls
in the first
inning than I did the whole game Tuesday night.
We're definitely ahead of him a little bit. They're pulling everything. Kid's not throwing real hard, but Daniel, let's get you an RBI here.
Yeah, we could get a big fly here tonight. I think that wind might help a little bit.
Curveball, strike one.
Who's big boy pitching out there for?
Who was that? I seen it. Kneecamp. That's probably a basketball kid, right?
Probably.
He was pretty darn good in basketball this year. Ground ball. That's a base hit. Oh, why are we waiting? Let's go, go, go. I got to hold him now. Watch the throw.
Keep an eye on that throw.
Oh, man. He went.
Well,
we got runners at first and third. Base hit for Daniel Patch.
I think Cale could have took off on the contact there, ground ball like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And they'd have easily taken the out.
Yep.
If he'd have scooped it up. But Cale hesitated just a smidge.
Yeah.
We got runners at first and third. Maybe it'll work out.
Big Troy's got to help himself here.
Absolutely.
You send the big fella, 6'6"?
Nope.
I think we better keep him put there. Unless they give him a scooter to take down there. They're down to third.
Third baseman wasn't
like that.
Anywhere near the bag.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was throwing it at him, just keeping Cale honest. He didn't throw it on the bag. He threw it to the third baseman. So.
Yeah, he didn't throw it hard.
Yeah.
Just
wants to keep him there.
Yep. We're watching you.
One ball, no strikes. Troy Holman, our pitcher tonight, trying to help himself. Big swing and a miss.
Got pulled string on that, didn't he?
He did. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and third. Daniel Patch at first. Cale Ramel at third. Couple of base hits. Double for Cale. Here's the pitch. A little high to Troy.
Yeah, a little elevated. Looks like Eric got a little grass soda maybe today on that side of the driveway.
Yeah. Looked like maybe there was some down there. Looks like something's going on.
Kind of reseeded out there on the hill where it didn't come up last fall and crazy dry fall we had.
I see his equipment out there. Oh, Troy just right on it. Just missed it. One ball, two strikes. Troy's got to put him in play here, buddy. Got to help yourself here, kid.
Come on, 11. Come on, 11.
11. Riggsy Toby on deck. He'd like a shot at him. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. We're going to leave a couple runners on. The Indians got no runs on two hits. After one complete, we got no score.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. We go to the top of the second inning. Flyers and the Indians all knotted up at zeros, and it's going to be 5-6-7. Colton Aarons, Bryant Meyer, and Parker Hess, first three batters here for the Flyers.
Okay, McCroy. Start throwing the old curveball.
A lot of good contact so far in the first inning.
Boy, yeah, they're hitting it.
Both teams.
Seen them all good.
There's a ground ball to the middle. Cherry hop to Alex. Alex fires to Daniel Patch. And that's going to be a 6-4 out number one.
Boy, he looks smooth out there, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Now batting. He definitely saved a couple runs here about 20 minutes ago.
He got way up.
All right, another lefty coming up, Brian Meyer. Parker Hess on deck. Right fielder right here for the Marion Local Boys. Shows bunt.
He was trying.
Yeah, he shows bunt. Stays in there with it. Misses it.
I'd like to see him get it down because I think Caden was waiting on him.
Caden was charging, yeah.
He was coming hard.
Ooh, nice
just a little
there.
High with that
yeah,
curveball.
Might have been.
He's close.
Come on, Droy. There's a fastball foul back
got
to the screen.
Got a piece of it. Big week for the Indians. Tomorrow, the girls softball team will be hosting National Trail on Fort Recovery Radio Mainstream. And on Saturday, they're going down to the Dayton Dragons field. Baseball team will take on Lincoln View. Lincoln View, the runner-up state champs last year. Pretty good ball club, ranked second in the state this year.
Foul ball
fouled
over
off.
There.
That's
top
three,
of the building
start.
Here out to the – what time is it? 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock start.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought it was a 1 o'clock start.
No, 3 o'clock start.
3 o'clock I might be able to swing.
Swing down there. Hope maybe it'll stop no rain and get the game in before it does rain.
See what the weather's like here. Here comes the 1-2. Curveball gets a piece of it.
Then next week we got St. Henry and Minster week. First will be Tuesday. We'll be at St. Henry on FRR Radio. Thursday the softball team will be – taking on Minster on Sports Stream 2. The baseball team will go to Minster and take on the Wildcats. That'll be on FRR Radio. And that'll be it for the weekend because then it's prom Friday.
Prom week, that's right. All right, Troy Evans count up here at 2-2. One out here, top of the second inning, no score. Meyer, your batter. Pops that one up. I think it might be out of play.
Boys
looks
gave
to
up
me
on
like it
looks a little out of play, yep.
It's over to Brian Patch. Over on the hill.
Patchy getting knocked down wide open.
Patchy's
sitting over there.
He'll never sit there again.
Yeah. I don't think nobody's going to hit one of my
Maybe he's collecting baseballs.
One black eye.
Oh, that looked good. That looked real good.
Left it out there.
This kid's battling. Full count.
Get him right here.
3-2 count. One out.
Troy.
Got to think the old fastball's coming, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, I think he definitely threw the fastball, and he does. There's a ground ball over to Sage Wendell. Sage picks it up. Sets his feet this time and fires over to Daniel Patch for out number two.
Much better, Sage.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he just rushed himself there that first time.
He did on that first one.
But this time he
did good.
Set his foot. Threw a good ball over to Daniel.
Two down.
Two down.
All right.
It's going to bring Parker Hess to the plate. number 15, the third baseman. Curveball comes in a little low, ball one.
A little low. He's nibbling, but he just can't quite get the strike zone yet with that curveball.
Well, Troy struggled early in the season trying to find some control, and that's off his foot.
That hurt.
Yeah.
And if we can get him back, he's a big part of our pitching.
Oh, absolutely.
And we got time to get him back. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
His mom was sick the other night. We don't know if Michelle's feeling better. Michelle, let me know if you're feeling better.
Hopefully she's feeling better.
That one's in the dirt.
Pretty good block by
Riggsy.
Giving up the old body there.
Two balls and a strike. Wondering what time Todd got home there on Tuesday night. Him and the whole family, the rest of the family was over at...
Getting a little wings?
Yep, we went over and had some wings.
I hate missing that.
Bobby and I snuck out of there early, took a little drive to Eldora.
Did you?
Got it. Swing and a miss right there. Two balls, two strikes
now. I thought
that
was two. Doggone it. One more of them.
So did you watch the races or just look at people?
We just drove through the parking lot. We could peek in a couple spots and see the cars flying around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sit him down.
Yes. Nice job by Troy Holman. Gets him looking, and that's going to do it. 1-2-3 here in the top half of the second inning. We're through 1.5. Still no score here in the battlegrounds at Fort Recovery.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at the battlegrounds. Riggs Toby's the first hitter for the Indians, followed by Sage Wendell and Alex Deuce. Sounds like runs.
Well, we hit him hard in the first inning. Let's see if we can back that up again.
Yeah. I like your thinking. Get all three guys on and get to the top of the order.
Ooh, that'd be a big one.
With a lot of running. A lot of runs out there.
Reds play today?
I don't think so.
Good.
This might be a rude day. Had the afternoon. Don't they usually get away when they got them afternoon games?
I think so.
They drilled yesterday.
Well, they...
I told them I was not on the radio show. I think they came in. Tampa Bay came in and we made them mad.
Yeah, we beat the crap out of them.
Beat the crap out of the first game and then they absolutely thumped us the next two.
Huge crowds down at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I believe I heard.
About 11, 12 people?
I think I heard that the Tuesday night crowd was the smallest since 1985.
Ugh. That can't be good.
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold, and we played the best team in baseball.
So you don't want to go see the best team in baseball?
Hey, Riggsy's got a good eye.
Not when it's 30.
Yeah.
Base on balls.
Great Riggsy. Baseball fans.
Fair weather.
We're fair weathers.
Now batting number 14,
Sage Wendell is your hitter, your second baseman. Let's see what coach has got in store here. We're going to steal a base, we're going to bunt.
Riggsy's got some stolen bases. I think he may take off here.
I think you might be right.
Tell you what, pretty good move right there.
Yes, it was.
He was leaning. He was just getting his lead, and he whipped it over there pretty quick. And Ricky's like, wait a minute, you got to let me get stopped first.
Will Holman says, 640, Pirates tonight.
Who?
So
got the Pirates. Another one.
Big Will.
That's going to get past the first baseman, and he's going to take off, and I think he's going to make it easy.
Yep. Yes, sir. Comes in standing up at second.
Yep. First baseman couldn't get a hold of the ball, and the best thing that could happen to him is throw it away. I don't think he had a chance.
Unless you want to give him the third sacrifice.
Yeah.
Sagey says, give me the old swing away here, coach.
Yep.
Feeling good. Got a runner in scoring position. No outs. Ball high.
Well, third baseman was coming in like he might be.
Yeah, they think he's still going to. He didn't really square there.
That could be tough on him if he swings away and hits right down the line.
Little butcher bunt. Big lead by Riggsy out second base.
Ah, a little late. High one there.
A little high. A little
was
late.
It? Was it Jose Rio, Fee, that used to show bunt and then pull back and hit that?
Yeah,
knock
it
over.
Slap job. Yeah. He was pretty good at it.
He
too.
Was tremendous.
He was pretty good at it.
Show bunt, infielders come in and he'd dink one over their head.
Whack like, one right over their head. Oh, I love it. There's your bunt. Anybody bunted a little foul.
Bunted a little foul.
Yep. One ball, two strikes. No, you may have to be swinging.
Well, Pete Rose always said that he would, if he knew he was going to take a pitch, he would always show bunt just to give that
to keep thinking.
Fielder just one more thing to think about.
Keep them thinking.
Man. Yep.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
Not bad. Indians? Needing it. There's a Ooh. Shot. Right field coming in. Wind's blowing. Never know. He dropped it. And he's throwing a third. It's going to be dropped. Riggsy.
What's he doing there?
Not quite sure what he's doing there.
Everybody's chasing him over to third.
Once he's seen it dropped, it wasn't very far out. But,
Yep.
So that's a base hit, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it's fielder's choice. He got it now.
Yeah, that's true. Fielder's choice. So this runner is our first out, and Sage now is at first.
Bad piece of base running.
That
right
wasn't
there.
Very good base running there, no. Alex Deuce is our hitter. Because he looked like he was almost going to tag. He was so close to the bag, and then when he dropped it, he took off.
I think he just felt like there was somebody pushing him. He had to go.
Yeah, it almost looked that way. But Sage, he was just happy to get on. It's going to be tough out there to catch a ball. It's windy.
Well, the funny thing was, is we was thinking the right fielder was going to catch that ball, and it came all the way back, and the second baseman almost caught it.
Yep.
The second baseman should have caught it.
He should have had it, yep.
Yeah.
Then he picked it up and threw him out by a mile. Hi, Deucey. There goes the runner. Takes the pitch. Throw down to second. Not in time. Sage has got a stolen base. Wendell is now at second base with one out in the inning. Alex Deuce is looking at a 1-2 count right now. Gonna have to protect here.
Come on, Deucey. Come on, four.
Find you a little hole somewhere here, Alex. Ball down. Evens the count at 2-2. Indians off tomorrow, and then they'll head to Dayton. The blood on the Dragons field again. We've kind of been doing that. Popped up infield. Tough play again. Be ready. Nope, second baseman got that one. Second out of the inning. Alex Deuce is popped out. And that brings Tucker Overman to the plate.
Batting number 17, Tucker Overman.
Tucker had a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and he got out of and took off running as hard as he could, and the pitcher from South Adams threw it over the first baseman's head by a mile. He ends up at second base.
Get in there.
Hey, drop. Oh, he got him.
Man.
So the Indians, no runs, one base on ball, one guy left on after two complete. We got no score.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, welcome back here to the Battlegrounds. Big V, we got to give him another goose egg here.
We need another goose egg.
8-9-1 coming up. Austin Niekamp, Drew Louse, and back to the top to Griffin Bruins. First three batters here for the old Flyers.
For the Flyers. Looking at the OMAC baseball standing. Galpi, we got a two-man race right now. Versailles is 4-0, 9-5 overall, and St. Henry is 3-0, 8-2 overall. And then it is a log jam at 2-2. Coldwater's 2-2, Fort Recovery 2-2, Minster 2-2, New Bremen 2-2, and Dolphus 2-2. And then Marion Local and Parkway are 1-3, and Knoxville still hunting for that first win.
Yep.
Yeah, and what Versailles did to Minster on 2-2.
Yeah, that was a little surprising to me. I thought I'd ask Neil that. 10-0 beat down. Ooh. Mister came in there 6-3.
Gosh,
two,
dang,
7-3.
We should have beat them.
I know. That was a big game. That's going to come back maybe in August.
Is that the one we left nine runners
ten.
On base?
Ten
runners
base.
On base.
We had double digits on that
one. We had double digits there.
And we didn't score a run.
Never scored a run. Got beat 1-0.
Got beat 1-0.
Man.
Bo Ten was fabulous.
Yes, he was.
We just couldn't get him any help. There's a good
pitch. A strike right there. Two balls, two strikes to Niekamp.
Niekamp, boy. About 6'8"?
He's not begging.
6'7", 6'8"?
I think he was 6'7". I think they had him listed 6'7" for basketball.
Yeah, I think so. He's a big
huge
boy.
Huge strike zone.
Yes. He's tall.
Yep.
Yeah, you ought to be able to break this one everywhere.
Here comes a 2-2. Gets a piece of that one. Founds it off to the screen.
I think he's a junior, right? Sophomore.
I think he's got to be a sophomore. Man. They don't
he's
have a sophomore. Junior
That's
on
right.
the team.
That's right.
One senior. And senior.
The other big boy was the junior.
Yeah.
He's a sophomore.
The Toby boy.
2-2 again.
Oh, right at the knees. Jeez. Troy looked pretty good on that one.
If he'd have been 6 feet tall, that would have been a strike.
Yep.
His knees would have been down there where they would have been in the strike zone. He's got tall knees.
Yep.
Here comes a payoff pitch. Gets a piece of that one. He's the Nipper Maniac.
Pretty good swing.
All knotted at zeros. Bunch of goose eggs out there. Indians had a chance there in the bottom half of the first.
Yes, sir. Had a big chance. But
that one's high.
We could say the same thing. How can it be high? Come on. He's 6'8". Come on. All right.
Number 21, Drew Louse.
Big boy takes three steps, and he's going to be on second base.
That guy can flat out. I don't know if he's fast, but you're right.
You ain't going to go over him. Take your main
long
step.
Strides.
Big strides. Good pitch.
Nice pitch right there.
Good pitch.
That was the first free pass given up by Troy Homan here in the top of the third. Mm-hmm. So far in the ballgame. Drew Louse, your batter.
Indian 7-4.
We need to get it out here.
Season?
Let's get the number 9 batter out here. Let's don't put him on and roll
no,
back
I
to
agree.
The top. Because they were. There's a nice bunt. Right back to Troy. Troy's going to fire over to Daniel Patch and
good
get the out.
Way to get the out. Way to get the out, Troy. Good job. Hopped off the mound there quick. Made a nice play.
Sacrificed by Louse. Gets a runner in scoring position, which is good thinking by the coach because top of his lineup was rocking the ball.
They were rocking a little bit. We got to get them a little off their swing here a little bit, Troy. Do a little trick pitches.
Griffin Bruins, one for one, led the game off with a solid single out to left
shot
field.
Shot right at Wyatt Benn, right over Alex Deuce's head. Good curve.
Curveball right there. Might have got a little bit of him. Sure enough.
I thought it bent in there, but it did not. It hit him.
So over to first goes Bruins.
Ian Rindler.
Let's get double play again.
This boy hit a couple of rockets, too.
Yes, he did. A
couple foul balls that about took our head off.
This is the one that ended up, yeah, he ended up grounding out.
Yep.
Mate reached on an air.
Yep.
Good cut. Gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen.
Man, these guys are aggressive.
Troy's got to get that curveball over on his first pitch.
Get him off balance a little bit. Come on, big fella.
Runners at first and second. One out here. Top of the third.
Oh,
swing and a miss.
Pitch.
Right there. Blew one right past him.
That was a nice
one. I like that. Give me one more of them. 0-2 now, partner. Nothing close.
Yeah, don't give him a strike. Don't put one down the middle. That's what we did the other night. We had
a little high,
0-2 count.
High heat outside of the hand. Stay away from you. Troy with a... Oh, got him.
Rung him up right there.
Nice pitch. Had the little dipsy do there, little Louis T out there.
Show me what was that. Yeah, I have no idea.
Kind of wound up, stopped, took a look back there in mid wind up. Checked out the second base runner and said, all right, I'm going to go. And he fooled him because he sent him back. Great pitch.
Definitely a delay. Strikeout number two for Troy. All right, let's get the third out here, boys. Let's strand him a couple.
Well,
a couple out there again.
Deep merit, Troy.
There's swinging a good miss pitch. Right there. A little late on that swing.
Yeah, they're having a hard time catching up here.
Well, the old weather's starting to warm up a little bit. Arms are getting a little bit looser.
Starting to throw a little harder, yep.
I think so, too. I think everybody's gaining a couple mile an hour.
Give me a little.
Swinging a miss right there. He was on that one, but.
He was looking right at us on
that
one.
Yeah, he was.
He pulled his head.
Didn't keep his head in there.
He took a big rip.
Looking up here saying, who's on the radio?
Hey, who's on the radio? Them guys look good.
Might want to think about just keeping your eye on the bowl.
Yeah, better keep your head in there.
All right, again, nothing down the middle here, Troy.
Yeah,
boy.
I agree. Maybe a little off speed, something goofy. There it is.
There's his curve.
Oh,
stays a little high.
Wow.
That was close. Yeah. That was very close.
I thought it was going to be way, way high, and it dropped down in there.
Yeah,
he dropped
close.
Her in there.
Couldn't have missed by much.
All right, Troy, let's get him here. Let's get in here and hit.
Come on, T-Rex here. One strike now, beep.
Look at him back a couple times. There's the old Dewey Tion again.
He waits on him and gets a piece of it. Fouls it over in the Indian dugout.
Either hit the plate or his foot. I'm not sure which, but came over toward our dugout.
Oh, about hit the batter right in the back of the head. Coaches, I'll take
Coach
one of them out myself.
To Riggs.
Coach threw one over to Riggs.
Yeah.
And just
missed knocking him out.
Just missed hit the guy in the head. Of course, it's about 10 miles an hour. Wouldn't hurt him.
Wouldn't hurt too bad.
All right, here comes the one ball, two strike pitch. Throws a fastball, gets in the dirt. Knocked down by Riggs.
Go.
Riggs, you got time. Fires over to third, and it gets past Caden, but Alex is there to back it up, so all the runners move up.
All right, we got to get him yourself now, Troy. It's all you. Runners at second and third. They had him at second and third the first inning, same way, with
Absolutely.
No outs.
Absolutely.
We got out of it. Let's get out of it again.
Yep.
Big top now, evens things out. Two balls, two strikes.
Back to the windup. Throws, grills it.
That is foul.
Ooh, my, there's a couple little guys down there.
Ooh, they were paying attention.
I don't think they were either. They were wanting to climb the fence.
Yep.
About got knocked out.
I think it went behind them.
Yep, it went behind them. All right. Come on, Big Troy.
Kneecamp at third. Bruins at second. Two outs here.
2-2.
2-2 count.
Come on, baby.
One good pitch. We get out of this jam. Curveball stays high.
Boy, just couldn't get on top of it.
Go, Troy.
Now you got to come get him. Got a challenge. Got to win the battle here.
Number three batter, you know, he's a good hitter. He popped up first time to Caden Greasy. Fastball.
A little high, ball four.
That's high, and that's going to be ball four.
Well,
I got an 0-2.
We can go to any base and get the out, but yep, that's not exactly out anywhere what we now. Wanted to do.
Three free passes, two walks, and Troy hit a guy. That's why the bases are loaded. And the number four batter, Hayden Peppelman.
Clean up. Clean up hitter. Big left-hander.
Big lefty, yeah. He's the one that hit the rocket. And Alex caught it and
yep,
doubled up the runner, and that's how we got out of the first inning. So first pitch comes in. He's swinging, and it's fouled down.
No foul.
First baseline.
Getting ahead again.
Well, that's a big plus if you can get that first strike.
Absolutely. Get ahead of them and make them hit your pitch. Good curveball.
There's
ground
a
ball.
Ground ball to Sage. Sage picks it up. Fires
yes,
over to Danny.
Sir.
Bats in the Indians again. Leave them stranded. They strand three. They had no hits. And at the end of 2.5, Indians 0, Flyers 0.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
4617.
4617 for all your automotive needs.
You guys still pretty busy in the shop?
Not too bad. Staying pretty busy.
That's
a good thing.
That is good. What about cars? Is the price getting any better where you feel like you can buy some? Or is it still
came down
stupid?
And then it went right back up again.
Oh,
got
man.
Silly, and I still ain't bought none of them.
Well,
I'm going to sooner or later. But
do you want to?
Don't want to take a chance.
Yeah.
Hayden Greasy leading off for the Indians back to the top of the lineup. White Ben on deck. KRM one hole.
Yeah, find something that somebody wants, and then they come to trade it back in 3 or 4 years, and I'm sorry, it's not worth very much.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Caden Greasy hit a rocket to the left fielder.
If you only dealt with strangers, it wouldn't be so bad. But when you're dealing with the same customers over and over, you don't want to
keep them happy.
Sell them something that's overpriced, even if that's the market.
Ooh, there's a strike. Two balls, one strike.
Let's get the leadoff man here one time. Get him on base.
Get him on base.
Here we go, Caden. Start
him
it
on,
up.
Get him over, get him in, as
I
they say.
Love that.
Come on, Caden. Find a hole out there. He shoots one at the shortstop. Nice play. Throw over to first. Got him. Pretty good play by the shortstop there. He hit it hard.
Yeah, he got a good hop, too. One hopper right to him.
Yep. 6-3. If you're scoring at home, White Bend's your hitter. Caden's definitely seeing it. You just got to find it. Hit it somewhere where they ain't.
Wyatt was hitting it pretty hard in batting practice, too.
He got kind of struck out looking there. About a half swing. Didn't know whether to go or not. Ball high. Windy.
Yep. Blowing a little dust around.
We've had a few of these 30-mile-an-hour wind days over the years, but most of the time it's 30 degrees when it's doing this.
Yeah.
This isn't
too
bad.
At least it's 80. Yeah. Nice out. Ground ball to short again. He's been even busy. Shortstop over to first. Got him.
Big old stretch over there.
6-3. Brings Cale Ramble to the plate. Cale banged one off the fence, about 290.
Big old one hopper.
One hopper off the fence for a double. Last time up.
Got the video. Rachel went over. Joel was doing the high jump tonight, Errol. First time ever. So I said, we got to get a video.
How'd she do?
I don't know.
Decent for her first
Pretty
time
good?
Ever.
Yeah.
Good, good.
We're joined in the booth by the lovely Rachel Kalp this evening.
Yes, ma'am. She's here. Come on, Kale. Shot just a little ahead of that one. He hit it hard. Hopefully they're awake down there.
I'm telling you, Daniel or
Brian.
Brian Patch. This guy's going to listen to me the next time. He's
got, he got Freddie Flintstone knots on his head right now. That ball hit me.
He's watching. He won't get hit.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. A little outside. 2-1. Two outs in the inning. Two hard ground outs to short. Shortstop made a nice play on both of them. Gale trying to get us going with two. Ball high.
Way high.
Three balls and a strike. We'll take it anyway. Daniel will take a swing.
Green light.
Yep. Yeah. Whoever that is out there, he's in foul territory
he's
now. He's going to be able to catch
it. He can walk back over there and get it.
Yep.
I wish it was my son out there mowing grass is what I wish it was.
That ain't happening.
Got the green light.
Yeah, the green light.
Yep, with a big cut.
Three balls, two strikes.
What you doing now, Rachel?
Working for Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tough luck.
You'd think you'd get a better job than working with that old grumpy guy.
Line drive into left field. Banks over his head. That's trouble. This is going to be – he's going to go around a second and probably hold up right here. Good idea. Good idea.
Yep.
Another double. Kale hit that one hard. All right, Daniel.
I think it hit the dude's head. He's kind of rubbing his head like
that. Yeah, he's shaking his head a little bit. I think he did take a dog and a half shot there. Daniel Patch with a line drive base hit in between the shortstop and the third baseman. But Kale couldn't get home. He stopped at third, and then we left him.
Now we got two outs, so he's going.
He's
got to
go. You got to go as soon as it's hit. And it's hit. Yeah, right at the shortstop. Shortstop throw over. Got him. Go. 6-3, three times. No runs. One hit, a big double for Kale again. And after three complete, it's all knotted up at zero.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, Cappy, get us a zero.
Yes, sirree. We're back here. Here we go. What we got here?
That's a girls.
Girls. Oh, yeah. Hey, girls are over at Marion Local. That's all tied up. Yeah.
Hey,
not
any
ones.
Did you guys know there's garage sales in town this week?
Well, there is garage sales in town.
People everywhere.
My bad. It's unbelievable.
Bunch of crazies out
Twice
there.
Twice today, I had a car stop right in the middle of the road, and she's marking off her map where she's been. And I'm sitting right behind her. I'm thinking, are you going to move?
Nope.
Nope. I'm going to park her right in the middle
you
of the road.
It's garage sale time, Harold.
At least she wasn't moving and driving into the other lane.
There is a ground ball.
True. I saw a couple times.
By the coach.
and people parking on the wrong side of the street.
But, oh, yeah.
And that's not so bad, except there's somebody coming the other way, coming right at them. They just
don't care.
Kind of in front of them and parked to their left.
I'm going to find me a shirt for $1.50. I'm going to get killed doing it, but I will get $1.50 shirt. Proud of it.
Good curveball.
Fouls that one off.
No balls, two strikes to the number five hitter, the leadoff man in the top of the fourth inning, Colton Arns.
Get him a pair of 50-cent sneakers with only one with only one shoelace.
Yep,
between
can't beat that.
Between the pair, but still.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, it's 50 cents.
Oh. That one's fouled out
just
to the back.
Just about got it by him. Today's MAC games, Duffel St. John's is at Versailles. That's a long road trip for the Blue Jays.
No doubt about it.
St. Henry's going over to New Bremen. That should be a good old good one. Knoxville at Minster. Marion Local is here, and Coldwater is at Parkway. Should be some good ones. Oh, I think he might have went.
Tell you what, yeah.
And yes?
He's asking, and safe.
Oh, took too long.
Yeah. Base umpire, I forgot about that player.
Yeah, I don't know if he went or not. I forgot.
What are you talking about? You're looking at me?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes ago. I
asked him. Did he go?
Nope.
Hell no, he didn't go. He's standing right there.
No, he's still there.
All right, here comes the 1-2.
Curveball.
Curveball, man. He's hanging in there.
His curveball's getting closer now, Calvin.
Yeah, he's keeping it down.
I like it.
He's keeping it down.
Staying down. I like it.
Is that Bobby coming in out there on Sharpsburg Road?
Ooh, could be.
Might be.
Coming in for a hot dog.
Getting supper. Got the boys
supper
with
time. Yep.
Jumbo dogs.
Jumbo dogs. Can't beat them if you ain't had one. You got to get one.
Ooh,
sit
there
down,
you go,
big fella.
Ooh. Nice job by Troy. Hung in there and gets
that
him looking.
That was a nice
so
pitch.
Arns goes down looking.
That's a nice pitch there. Threw a lot of curveballs, a lot of junk at him, and then just threw the heater right by him.
That's strikeout looking. Third strikeout for Troy so far here.
Yep.
Still goose eggs on the board, though, Fee. Gosh dang. We need one right here, and then we need to get a get one of those zeros off of there.
Yep.
I agree.
Bubba's sneaking down through the retention area.
Yep, just driving all
out
over
there
here
by the scoreboard.
Grass. High, ball one.
Oh, he's under the scoreboard.
Yep.
You can't park out there, Bob.
He's parking wherever he wants. I don't care.
Here comes the 1-0. That's a little elevated.
Just a smidge.
Two balls, no strikes.
All right, big fella, get back in this. Come on, Troy.
Yeah, let's keep the bases empty here.
Yeah.
What do you say? Gets a piece of that one. Goes off the umpire's helmet.
Yes, sir.
Face mask.
Did you see the umpire took his mask off? He goes,
tell you what, that happens so fast.
Yep.
Yeah, ain't much you can do.
All you can do is kiss that front of that baby and say thank you very much.
Yeah. All righty.
That's why they put it on tight, because if you have a little bit of gap there,
I would say
slam.
The first umpire ever invented the face mask.
Yeah. Took two off the noggin and said, we got to get something done.
This is not going to work.
This hurts really bad.
Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Evens a count of two balls, two strikes.
Before we had in the lineup.
We are at the number six hole.
Number six hole.
Brian Meyer, Parker Hess on deck.
Come on, Troy. What do you say, baby? Sit him down yourself here.
2-2 count to Meyer.
Curveball.
Really wanted to get after it, but he didn't. He held back. Good eye.
Yep, he's got him nibbling.
And just might as well get him on this pitch.
Yep. I think throw him the heater.
Throw him the heater, Ricky.
No doubt about it. He does. There he gets a piece of it right back to Troy.
Attaboy, Troy.
Easy play.
Love it.
1-3, 2-up, 2-down.
Now batting. Number 15, Parker.
Troy getting a nice little groove going here. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
We need some support.
Yeah.
We got some really good outings here in these MAC games. We just can't get no support. A little run support here.
First pitch comes in there a little inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did Joelle win? She won it at 4'4". 1 other person did it.
Shot. That's trouble.
Well, that baby is hit pretty hard out there towards center field. It's going to be cut off by
Kale. He's got a
good
arm.
Kale's got a cannon. He fires it in.
Boy.
Good thinking by the base runner. Parker Hess to just hold there at first.
So better not go on that guy's arm.
Number 23, Austin.
It's only the second hit of the game so far for the Flyers, and we're in the top of the fourth inning. They had one to lead the game off and hasn't had one or haven't had one until that batter right there.
Yeah, the first guy took off pretty fast.
Yeah.
When he got on, I wonder if we're going to steal here.
Two outs. There's a ground ball hard. The Alex done. Underhand flip over to safe.
Very
bundle.
Nice.
And that's going to go down as a 6-4 out in the old book. And that's going to do it for the top of the fourth inning. We're screaming through this ball game, Fee. We're halfway through already. Still not at zeros, though. We'll be back in a bit.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery sports season tickets. All season passes for both adults and students for the 2023-2024 sports seasons will be drastically reduced now through April 28th. Head up to the high school office and they'll give you the details, but here's one example. For a family of five who would usually get two adult all-sport passes and three student all-sports passes, you can save $175 if you buy them before April 28th. So head up to the high school office and buy next year's season tickets before April 28th and save big.
Oh, we're back at the battleground. Still no score here.
I got
bottom
my,
of the fourth.
I got my discounted stuff.
Got your ticket? Attaboy.
Yep. Got my
When is that sale over?
Next Friday.
Yep.
Next Friday. We got to go in and get them.
Yep. Might as well get her.
Yep. Definitely a deal.
Troy Holman leading off of the innings.
And the nice thing about it is, which is what I was worried about, you go back and get them in August so you don't lose them in the meantime.
you just prepay.
You prepay, and they'll give them to you
good
then
idea.
So you don't have to keep track of them
everybody
all summer.
Lose them.
Yep.
Pop
out.
That's going to hit us right on top of the noggin.
Should be up here somewhere.
Yep. Da-bunk.
I heard a clunk. Two balls, one strike. On Troy Holman, the pitcher, trying to help himself here. Riggs Toby on deck.
Liner over the second baseman's head.
I can do that. That sounds good.
Hitter's pitch right here, Fee.
Yep. Troy needs to get the middle of one here. Timeout.
You know, he could just hit a home run because Bubba's out there in right field to pick it up.
I'll tell you what, he hits one over that wooden wall out there. He hit all of it today.
Say, he got a bunch of it, especially the wind blowing at him.
Yeah.
Ball in the dirt. 3-1, hitter's pitch.
Wind died down a little bit there for a minute.
Troy Boy had a home run there.
Back again.
Where's he at, Sydney? Sidney Lehman?
I think so.
Lehman? So
he did hit one.
All three of the Holman boys got a home. Wait. Not all three of the Holman boys did get a home run. Roscoe did, I know that.
Roscoe did out in Fort Laramie.
I think there's one in the middle.
All four.
All right, Troy. Out of Roy.
Troy with a nice job. Good eye.
Know.
Riggs Toby's the hitter.
Now batting number 12, Riggs Toby.
Riggsy base on balls last time and had a bad running decision. Got thrown out at third base.
Yep.
He'll make up for it right here because Troy's going to get a stolen base.
He's got a few stolen bases here.
Yes, he does.
And he's got a pretty good lead over there, and he takes a big jump but doesn't go. Been a good one to go on, too. That's a little off speed, ball one. He can't. Boy, looks over. Troy back easy. Sage Wendell on deck.
Yep, Reese getting the signs from the coach.
A lot of hopping. He's going. Strike one.
Huge jump.
There's the throw, and he is safe.
Good throw, but yep. Really good throw, but yep. Nice steal.
Oh, boy, Troy, get to yourself yep. in scoring position. Yeah,
it was exactly where he wanted, except Troy was already at the base.
Now, Riggs's got the green light to go.
Here believe. We go, Riggs.
One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Troy Holman at second.
Hit a gap.
Indians looking to dent the scoreboard here. Ball, there's a bunt.
Oh,
down
great
to first
bunt.
Base.
Awesome.
Throw got him by a step. Good sacrifice fly. Got him to yep. or sacrifice bunt. Got him to third.
Perfect sack.
Yep.
First out. Troy's now at third base.
Now batting number
Sage
14,
Wendell, your hitter.
Sage Wendell.
Sage, they are giving you a huge gap over there in right field.
Oh, no.
The bag of popcorn.
Did the wind finish off the bag of popcorn for you?
Wind took it right out of your hand. Really good, dude. Ground ball to short. That's through.
All right, baby.
The Indians are on the board. 1-0. Sage Wendell. Might be. Could have been his first RBI, but I think he might have had one at Sydney.
No, he had some his first time
his first
at,
game, didn't he?
At down at Tri-Village.
Well, this was
he had
big.
Two, I believe.
I'm giving him a single on that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a hit.
And an RBI, and Mr. Troy. Troy helps himself. All right.
That is how it's supposed to go.
Let's keep it going here, Alex. Alex Deuce, is your hitter. Sage, pretty good lead. Swinging a miss. Alex was going for defenses.
He looking up here, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
I can't believe I spilled my popcorn. I'm in a rage.
You didn't spill it. The wind took it.
Wind blew that baby right
we
off.
Had one, that one, at... the old diamond that time. Bubba had that popcorn set up there. And it shot out to front, and it dribbled all over the people.
Mostly Lori.
Got Lori. Hit Lori.
Lori got drill.
She's covered her in popcorn.
Lori absolutely hates popcorn, too. Oh, you dropped it all over my head.
She got to take some home with her in her hair that night, I think.
Yeah, that was a classic.
That's a classic. Ball a little high to Alex Deuce. One ball, one strike.
I think we were sitting here, and somebody opened, like, the side door.
Oh, yeah,
went,
yeah.
Boom,
yep.
Went flying. And it back.
Yeah, I couldn't remember
down.
What it was, but it went out the window, which is opposite of what it should do.
We all looked at each other like, what?
What just happened? Sage. Five. Popped up center field. Actually, yeah. Second baseman
always
went back. He gets it for the second out of the inning. Alex pops out.
Come on now, Tucker. Come on now. Let's roll the top here one time.
Yeah, let's get Tucker on here and see what the top of the lineup can do.
That is a big jumbo dog. Is he good?
Whoops. So it's a big boy.
Somebody choked down there on a hot dog?
Because they're so big.
Tonight?
Yeah, so they warned me off. Be careful.
Oh, we're going back to Smoky Links from now on.
Yeah. Mini smokes.
We're done.
Yep. Break the bun in half and give them a tiny hot dog.
Yep. Tucker Overman.
Let's go, Tucker.
No balls.
Oh,
no
it could
strike.
Be out.
Oh, he's out. Lucky there.
Yep. Took him just a second too long to get the ball
Sage
down there.
Sage went back in a little slow. That guy made a pretty good tag.
It was like he thought he was closer to the bag. He dove, and he was short.
Yeah, he was short. Oh, he's going to about Hattie married to you.
Stay there, bub.
Yep, threw it
he's
away.
He's wanting to go, I think.
Only got 5 feet away from the first baseman.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Indians finally get on the board. 1-0. They lead it. Tucker Overman trying to keep it going here with two outs.
Come on here, 1-7. Good eye.
Takes a ball. Evens the count of 1-1.
No, Tucker.
Probably not going to send Sage one. Get to the top of the lineup. Next inning, if he doesn't get on, Tucker doesn't get on. Hit and run. Nope. Here we are. Stealing. Here's the throw.
That's a high throw.
Easy steal.
Easy
nice
steal.
Job.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Sage now in scoring position.
That's good.
Two stolen bases so far in the inning for the Indians.
Nice job by the Indians. Man hit his wind.
That just blew your water over.
Knocked a water bottle over. Half full.
Make sure your lid's screwed on straight. You'll be.
We got a hurricane.
Look like you peed your pants.
Yep. Actually, it'll fall right over on your box and then kill the whole system. We'll be done. Head no.
Sparks.
Sparks flying. We're going home.
Burn the press box down.
Swing. Just got a piece of it.
That's steaming.
Foul ball.
I didn't catch the foul ball. I didn't see
yep,
that.
Just got a little bit of
couldn't
it.
Couldn't even hear it.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. deuces wild.
Never did get to hear if Pudge got the.
Yeah.
If he said it, I'll bet money he did, though, Tuesday night. When,
ball high?
Yep.
Ball count. All right, come on now. Be smart here.
We got to have you, Tuck. We got to have you, bud.
Full count. Two outs.
Caden Greasy's hitting the ball hard. He's due to hit one.
Base hit right here.
Where they're not. Oh, a little outside he thought. Tucker did, but he is Cade looking. But in the ending, the Indians get one run on one hit. They leave a runner on. After four complete, the Indians now lead it 1-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians pick up a big run there in the bottom of the fourth. Good job by Harold Feely getting the old goose eggs off. We're going to go 9-1-2. It's going to be Drew Laus, Griffin Bruntz.
Good pitch by Troy. Attaboy.
And Ian Rendler. First three batters here for the old Flyers.
Way to get ahead.
First pitch comes in there for a strike.
He's done that a lot today.
Keep on doing that. Keep it going.
Got him right there on the curveball. No doubt went for it.
Yep.
No balls, two strikes. This is as far as Troy's gone in the ballgame.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. He's made it to the
fifth inning.
Definitely
got it going pretty good.
There's been times he couldn't get out of any inning.
He pitched a little Saturday. He had a pitch count, though. Oh,
another good curve. He wanted
pretty
to chase
good.
It, but he didn't.
Yeah, he was thinking about swinging there.
Stayed in there.
Troy.
Center fielder here, Drew Laus. Yeah, get the number 9 hole hitter out.
Yep, let's get him out right away here.
Got him right there in a curveball. Nice job right there. He caught it. It's all good. He didn't have to throw it down there.
Nope.
So Laus goes down swinging. We roll back to the top here, Griffin Bruntz. Strikeout number 4 for T-Rex.
T-Rex pitching good tonight.
4 strikeouts, 2 walks.
Yep.
He hit a guy.
Oh, good pitch. Curveball right there. Out. Nice.
Yeah, he was sitting fastball. He was way out in front.
He's gaining a little confidence in the old curveball right now.
That's
you
a good.
Really
that's
tell.
Good. Maybe getting a little sweat there, getting some grip.
Yep.
Ooh. Mm. Just a little bit outside.
Yep.
Is that what it was? I couldn't tell. It looked pretty good to me. But
came off
Riggs'
outside
glove.
There, glove. And if he'd have caught that and framed it, it might have been one. But
got him.
You never know.
A little turn down.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. To the leadoff
ground
man.
Ball here.
Fastball right there, just a little outside. Two balls and a strike. Griffin Bruntz led the game off with a base knock out to left field. And last time up, he got hit by a pitch. He's been on both times. He's been the third the first time, second time, and where we leave.
Good pitch.
There's a good pitch right there. Two balls, two strikes, evens the count up.
Come on, Troy. What do you say, bub?
That one's high.
Curveball a little high.
3-2 count.
Yep. All right.
3-2 count now with nobody on.
One away.
Throw the heater. There's the heater. He gets a piece of it. And that's going to be
baby bloop.
Big
over long. To Alex. Alex fires over to Daniel Patch, and it's going to be low and in the dirt. I'm going to give him a base hit.
I think that was a hit.
Yeah, Alex, I think he was there.
Alex fielded that one about in center field. Yeah. That was a nice play. Covered a lot of ground there. And he's got a big arm. Now made it close.
13, I'd say if he'd have scooped it up, it was going to be safe anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think so too.
Yep.
Now let's get it out here.
Yeah, Alex definitely fielded that thing behind or closer to the first base side of the
bag. He was all the way out dang near the outfield.
All right, with one out now, we got the number two hitter, Ian Rindler, to play with Jake Topp on deck.
Yep.
Well, let's leave that leadoff batter on base again.
I like it.
Rindler reached down in there the first time up, struck out looking his last time up. Little update on the girls' score. Fort Recovery 3, Marion Local 2. Looks to me like we're in the fifth inning.
Madeline.
What am I saying? Middle of fourth.
Middle of fourth. Flying along.
Indian girls need a, you know.
They could use a big win here.
And they're winning on the road, and we can't win at home.
Can't get the win at home. I'd say Maddie Guggenberg, wish she was at home tonight. Wind is blowing dead out over there.
She'd bun them out tonight.
Yeah. Half swing, kick it, and go out of our park tonight.
Congratulations to Maddie Dickin over the old home run.
That's pretty cool,
record.
There goes her
the pitch, and the runner goes. Riggs with a big high throw.
Oh!
Yeah. Tell you what, Sage did a good job. He had to climb the ladder to get that ball, and he brought the tag down pretty quick.
He did. He made it close.
It was a bang-bang play, and the kid get in there safe. So stolen base.
Yeah.
Number three for the Flyers. Puts a running and scoring position. Tying run now at second base. One out.
Boy, with that wind blown in like that, that's tough for a catcher.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to throw a BB down there to get him out today.
If that one was down, he'd dead meat.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yep. No doubt. They're going to talk it over a little bit, Riggsy says.
Probably changing the signs a smidge.
Yeah, probably. Runner on second.
I want him stealing our signs here.
Beautiful night here at the old ball orchard.
Yes, it is.
We're going to try opening day again on Monday.
Yep.
We just cannot get that hooked together, can we?
Or next Monday.
Yeah, following Monday.
Following
Monday. Not this Monday.
Yep.
It's Monday.
Second. In fact, it's a Tuesday,
it's
I believe.
It's a Tuesday now, yeah.
I have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
Riggsy.
Yep.
He got her.
He couldn't find it.
Wasn't sure where it went.
He had a trap
right
down there. Now, he might have been trying to pull one. So
yeah, maybe. Such should look
runner
back.
At second might have.
Could have baited him.
Might have taken off.
Two balls, one strike.
Here comes a 2-1.
Come on, baby.
That was high.
Come on, Troy. Come on, baby.
Three balls and a strike now. Tying run at first. Go ahead, run at the plate.
This isn't when you want to stop throwing strikes.
Nope.
Been throwing strikes all night. Just keep it up right here.
Come on, Troy. Need a strike here. Come on, baby.
Nope.
Ball four.
Ball four
sends him down to first base. Free pass.
All right. We got force outs.
Number 22,
Jake. So Ian Rindler sneaks down to first base on a base on balls. Griffin Bruce is at second base after a stolen base. So with one out, we go to the number three hole hitter, Jake Topp. He popped up first time up and walked his last time up. There is a hard hit ball over the
trouble.
Third baseman's head, and that's a base
hit. Score at least
that's
one,
always
maybe
going
two.
Into the corner. Runs coming around. Here comes number two. They're chasing him home.
Easy.
Ball comes in, and they're both going in to standing up.
Right down deep in the corner.
So that's what happened. You don't want to give those freebies, and I'm telling you, Jake Topp takes advantage of it. With a stand-up double, drives in.
Coach coming out, too. That might be.
Griffin Bruce.
Might be about it for him, yep.
And Ian Rindler comes all the way around.
Tucker, so it looks like Tucker Overman's coming in. I'm not sure if he's replaced it yet. Bo Tin's going to come in.
Looks like Big Bo. Bo pitched 49 pitches the other night.
Did he?
At Coldwater. Yep. So he can come in and pitch.
Yep.
He can probably finish this out, I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm assuming he was maybe down and warming up in the bullpen.
I think so.
See that. We'll take a quick break here. Let Bo get a few warm-ups in. And we'll be back. Innings now trail by a run. 2-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
Yep, that's the dodgeball tournament. He did say 18 and over, but yesterday they changed the rules. 16-year-olds can now play in that dodgeball tournament at the Jubilee with parental consent. So they'll have to sign a waiver, but had a lot of high school guys that, and girls that weren't 18 and wouldn't be in July or in June. And wanted to play, so they're going to let them play. 16.
I've seen that. 16.
With parental consent.
Got to have the consent form.
Yep.
Now on the mound for the Indians. Number
well,
10,
I think he can be 16 10. To 56 if he, or 55. Now he, you and I are out.
We're out. Just a little over. Damn it.
They wouldn't be too scared of our rubber arms.
No.
No. All right, here we go. Indians in a little bit of trouble. They got another runner out there. Jake Topp on second. Bo 10 coming in for Troy Homan.
Yeah, we got to keep him where he's at.
And Hayden Peppelman, your batter, and he takes first pitch strike. Got to keep that kid out there at second, like Harold said.
Yep.
Keep this a one-run ball game. Indians need
keep
to come
close.
Back, battle back here, and get the lead again.
I agree.
Ooh, curveball right there. Bo 10 on top of it. Gets out in front. No balls,
good
two
pitch.
Strikes.
We got Troy Homan in center now, I think, and Kale moved over
Kale
to
moved
third.
Over to, yep.
Or to left field, and looks like Wyatt probably went to
Wyatt's out there in
right field.
There is a ground ball over to Sage. Sage scoops
Sage.
It up.
Scooper.
Fires over to Daniel Patch for out number two.
Good
so
job.
Peppelman goes down 4-3 in the old book. That's the second time in a row he's done that. Out number two, he moves the runner over to third.
It was one more of them ground balls, Cappy.
That's going to bring Colton Hunter to play. Sarge grounded out to the shortstop. Struck out looking his last time up.
Troy Rigsy's got to be a wall back here.
He did not like that curveball.
Nope. Ducked his head, and Riggs, I think he was holding it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a strike.
I think so, too, yeah. Didn't get the call. One ball, no strikes here. Runner at third. Fastball blows it right past
good
him right down Broadway. One ball, one strike. Two outs here. Top of the fifth inning. Flyers got two across the plate so far in this inning to take a one-run lead.
Boy, we got
to
keep him right there. We got a guy at third, and we don't want him going any farther.
Curveball that time stays low.
Close to the knee.
Two balls and a strike. Here comes a 2-1. That's a hard-hit ground ball to Alex. Alex scoops it up cleanly, fires over to Daniel Patch.
Nice job, Alex.
And that's going to do it for the Flyers. Nice play by Alex Deuce over to Patchy for out number three. But in the inning, they pick up two runs on a couple of hits. And at the end of four and a half, Flyers 2, Indians 1.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes. Great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
All right, we're back here at the battlegrounds. Indians got to get this thing back tied up. It's 2-1. We're behind. There's a base hit up the middle. Caden Greasy leading it off, top of the order, with a single up the middle. First pitch hitting. I like it. Aggressive. Bottom of five. Indians trail by 1, 2-1.
I think Coach Hank said, look, boys, he's out there for the fifth time. Let's jump on him. Let's go.
It's time to get this guy.
Yep.
Third time we get to see him. Let's knock him.
Wyatt Ben.
Wyatt's due to plate. Crunch one here.
Caden Greasy, pretty good lead down at first. Wyatt leaves that one away. High and away. For ball one. Wyatt Ben struck out his first time looking and grounded out to short. Throw over to first. Not in time. Caden back easy.
Boy, field looks nice.
Looks really nice. It's greening up. Big Wyatt Ben. Throw over.
Tell you what.
Safe again.
Ben's had some close ones down there tonight.
Yeah, he has. First baseman just getting killed on some of them throws out there. He's got to bend over.
If he throws
down
over again, he's going to throw it away.
Wyatt squaring up.
There he goes.
Takes. Throw down. Not in time, I think. He's safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
That
a boy. In there. King Greasy with a nice jump.
Yep. Pretty decent throw. I don't believe a perfect throw would have got him either, but
yep,
it was a little bit high. And
Two balls, no strikes on Wyatt.
Had a good jump.
Yes, he did.
All right, let's just trade places here, Wyatt.
Yep, good idea.
Hit one hard here somewhere. Ball a little high.
Good eye.
3-0. Well,
I think he's taking all the way here.
I'm going to be looking at one here just to get on. And let's put that lead runner back. Lead
I'm
run
sure
back
if
on
he
base.
Doesn't throw four balls, the old manager might come out of the
could
dugout.
Be about done for Mr. Neegan. Oh, 3-0. He took a green line on it. Just a little out front, too.
I see Bubba going by again. He's going to have to go get some gas in that golf cart.
Yeah, golf cart's going to run out. He's been home four times.
What the hell's he doing?
I think he goes over to your garage and gets your gas.
Yep. Going around.
Hope he mows the grass
about
while he's over there.
Yep.
Ball four.
I believe that plunked
that's
him on
a base
the hip.
On balls. Caden stays put at second.
Okay, Cale. You
got him at first and second. Cale Ramel with two doubles on
how
the day.
How about a big old crooked number this inning, Harold?
Yeah, let's get three right here.
Is it going to be the first pitch or second pitch where it's going to be 3-0?
Ooh. I'd like to see three runs come in.
I'd like to see him put one out there by Calpe's Bridge.
Ooh, yeah. Gapper up that'd the middle huge. Would be good, dude. Hit hard. Fair ball.
Ooh,
oh, my. So close.
Yep, just
Coach Hank was pointing towards the infield like it was fair. I thought it was fair, too.
Thought I saw a little dust there.
I thought maybe a little chalk flew, too. Coach looks like he thought he had a pretty good look at it. But it's just a big old strike.
Big old strike. Third baseman over there. Good big old XL.
He's happy. Ooh, trouble
right
out
field.
Right field. Right fielder's got
tag
a beat on it.
Tag up.
He's got it. We're going to run. Runner's going to tag. Go into third. That'll put him on the corners.
All right. Come on, Patchy. Come on now.
All right.
Well, Cale moved him over to third.
Cale. We got Cale Greasy over there. And
come on. We got to tie this up right here somehow. Yep. Some way.
Tying run at third.
One away. I can't think that
we
Wyatt Ben's going to be at first very long.
I wouldn't think so.
I would think he would be taking off here,
that
too.
That is the go-ahead run down there at first base. We'd like to get him in scoring position.
Patchy? We need something in the green here. Is it
first pitch? There it goes, and they're going to throw it down. The end of the first time.
Nobody up there. They're both cutting it off. We got two runners on now. Daniels, time to get a couple RBIs.
Here we go, Daniel.
Need a big hit here.
Yes. It is time.
It's time for the senior to do his job right here.
Senior is
ready.
Come
on, baby.
We've been in this position 15 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is where we got to come.
We just haven't
started getting it done.
Haven't been doing it.
They're way back out there.
There's a ground ball.
Oh, yes. Oh,
third baseman's going to scoop it up, and I don't think he's going to make
hit.
The play. Yeah, that's no doubt a base hit.
That's a base hit right at the third baseman down the line. Tough play. Nice job. Saved a run.
Yeah, he did.
Great scoop.
That's a great
scoop. Yes, it was.
That loads the bases for Troy Hillman.
Tell you what, he backhanded that baby about a foot and a half fair territory.
Yeah. It was a great play by Caden Greasy by not going.
Yeah.
Because he would have been dead meat.
I think he'd have been thrown out at home.
Yeah, if he'd been going on the crack of the bat, he would have been out.
He would have been out.
Now,
Big Troy trying to get a couple runs in for us. That's trouble. That's trouble.
Get over his head. Get over his head.
Nope, it's going to hang. Wind knocks it down. For the second out of the inning, he pops out to the shortstop.
Come on, boys. Don't let him stand it out there. Come on. Come on, Riggs. Come on, babe.
Come on, Riggs. It's time.
Riggsy, you got to come up big for us here.
We can't keep leaving guys on
base. Boy, I thought Troy had enough of that to get it down. But 12, Riggs, that old wind just hung it. Hung it up there. 12 beat that thing in a hole somewhere. Come on now. Base is loaded. Two outs. Little ball high. We'll take a walk.
Yeah, we will.
Anyway.
You know, I was thinking that ball was going to be 15 feet in the grass, and it never made it to the grass.
It didn't make it to the grass either.
It just ate it up.
No, I didn't think shortstop would ever have a chance at that, but he did. Brought her right back to him. Ball low. Two balls.
Anyway.
No
shot. Anyway, here. Come on.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think about got to take another one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say Riggs is coach is saying make him throw a strike. We're not doing anything until he throws at least a strike.
Runners. Oh, that's a strike.
Looked like it might have been a little high, but
close.
Yep.
Bases loaded here.
Riggs didn't
two balls,
hit that
one strike. Riggs, you got to find a hole. Find a hole, put it in there. Popped up.
Come on, get out of
get
play.
Get foul, baby.
It is.
It is going to get foul.
That's over to Coach Patch.
That'll even the count at 2-2.
Patchy with another foul
ball. Coach Patch's got 14 balls over there.
He's got a bucket of them.
Yep.
Taking them home, going to sell them in the garage sale tomorrow.
Yep. Big Dan's at first. Caden Greasy at third. Wyatt Bennett second. Daniel Patch at first. Bases are juiced.
Come on.
Two that. Balls, two strikes, two outs. Ball low.
Oh, get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
And there goes the runner in. Caden's going to slide in and tie this thing up.
That one hit the dirt and got past the catcher. And
hey, we got a little luck here. I like that.
Yep. Rolled back to the.
And we got a full count now.
Third base side of the backstop and didn't come back.
Caden Greasy ties this baby up at 2.
All right,
let's get the lead now.
Puts ahead, Riggs.
Come on, Riggsy. About 3 or 4 hits in a row here.
Yes.
Put this thing out of whack.
Yep.
Big one right here would be.
Oh, drive in 2.
Yeah.
Daniel Patch, pretty good lead out there at second. Hopefully he can score on that.
Crack of the bat. He's got to go.
Strike him out. Mm. Cade swinging. But in the inning, Indians get one run on one hit. Leave a couple guys out there, and after 5 complete, we're knotted up at 2.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 370. Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Number six.
All right, welcome back to the battlegrounds.
All right, Cappy, you got to throw a couple goose eggs out there.
Yeah, I need
we'll
a goose egg
thing.
Big time right here. We're all knotted up at 2-2 here, and the Indians, man, had a chance right there in that
they
last inning.
They did,
I tell you what, we just keep talking about it. When are we going to get that big hit?
Well, we've been in some games. We've had some great pitching and just can't help them out.
How many have we left on tonight, Dave? You have to.
For us, we have stranded six so far in this ball game.
It's more than one an inning.
0-10 back on the mound. He's going to face, and that's a hard-hit ball. And that's going to be a base knocker out to Wyatt Benn in right field. So Brian Myers over on first base after a solid knock.
He hit that hard.
Hit number five for the Flyers.
Now batting.
Closes the old book up for Troy. Troy pitched, let me think here. He pitched 4 2/3, I think.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And gave up 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts.
Huge lead down there first.
2 walks. Sharp bunt, big time.
He was so
pulled back, ball one.
Caden was 30 feet from home plate.
I would think.
They're going to try to generate a run here and try to hold us. There's no doubt about it.
Wouldn't you think he'd, nobody's been thrown out. That's, Daniel.
Yep.
Stuck past him.
Threw over, got past him.
Got by him, but not too far, so he didn't get going nowhere.
Yeah, and the runner dived back, so he had to get up and.
Don't argue your thinking there, Fee, as far as just let him go.
Yep.
See if he can, you know, save the out. See if he gets, you know.
Let's get him here. Nope, he ain't going.
That one's inside, ball two.
2-0. Come on, Bo.
Come on, Bo 10. Come on, Bo 10.
Need strikes now.
Need strikes.
I think last inning he threw 8 pitches and 6 or 7 of them were strikes.
Wow.
Let's get one here.
That pitch is high.
Just a little high.
Not the way he wanted to start out here to this guy.
All right, you got to climb the ladder here. One at a time. One at a time. Come on back, Bo. Yeah.
Battle back.
He won't be swinging.
Got to make him a hitter. Let's get this pitch for sure.
3-2 coming in there. Right down Broadway. Strike one.
There's one. Got to make him a hitter.
Yep.
Come on, defense. Help him out here.
Nothing.
That pitch is high, ball four.
Can't do that.
It's not what we wanted.
Let's go, guys.
Runners at first and second now. Nobody out.
The pitcher, the big boy.
Austin Niekamp coming to the plate. Pitcher record for the Flyers. Base on ball number 3 given up by the Indians.
Hadn't been bad.
Yeah, hadn't been terrible.
Problem is when we walk, they seem like they scored, too.
Well, and we're walking. 7-hole hitter.
Yeah. Yeah. This
Make
guy,
hit it.
I would have to think this guy's bunting.
Now.
Caden Greasy's going to stay put.
Yep, he's showing bunt already. Everybody's coming in.
Pop one up.
And he bunts it. Right back to Bo. Bo's got a chance at going. Nope. Goes over to first. Gets the out.
Went to first. Got the out. Okay.
Good sacrifice bunt by Niekamp.
Yeah.
Does his job.
I'm sure
they would have had to have a bang banger to get it over here, I think.
I'm sure Riggs was talking to him which way to go.
Yeah.
Caden out number one. Everybody
cover,
moves
but.
Up. Hess is over at second. Brian Meyer over to third. And the number 9-hole hitter, Drew Laus, is your batter. Runners in scoring position. Here comes the pitch. First pitch curveball.
Come on,
just a little bit short.
Got to keep these guys put.
Yeah, we
come on.
Got lucky that one inning. We had runners at second and third. Actually, bases loaded and got out of it.
Got out of it twice.
No, second and third.
Second and third, no outs. Yeah, we got out of it somehow.
Let's do that again.
That pitch is in there for a strike. Evens the count at one.
It's a good way to do it. Throw strikes.
1-1 strike.
I'd be ready for the old squeeze. You never know.
Trying to squeeze in a run. It wouldn't surprise me either.
Good
curveball right there for a strike. Frozy.
Looked like he might have been thinking bunt, but pulled it back real quick.
Leadoff man, Griffin Bruns on deck. He wants a shot at him.
Yeah, he's been hitting the ball pretty good. Let's get him out here. Come on, Bo, throw
it. Here comes a 1-2. It's a piece of that back
just
of the screen.
Got a piece. He's battling. Come on, Bo. Let's get him here. Number 9 hitter. Got to have him.
Yeah, this is the big out right here. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second, third. Here's the pitch.
Got
curve
him.
Ball, froze
yes,
him.
Sir.
Sit him down.
Good curveball.
Exactly
there.
What we needed right there, big
that
three.
Is called locking him up. He didn't know what to do with that one.
No, he did not. Out number two. Strikeout number 5 for the Tribe tonight.
All right, Bo.
Now we roll back to the top.
Kind of really buckle down here. Get out of this.
This young man is 2-for-2, and he was hit by a pitch his third time up.
Yep. Good
swinging
pitch.
A miss. Pulled the
I
string
like
on him.
Starting the old curveball.
Yeah,
on him.
He
nice.
Was sitting on
he
a
was
fastball.
He was sitting dead red there.
Yep, he was sitting on a fastball, and Bo comes in there with the old breaking ball. And
yep.
Was this guy one of the guys that scored last inning?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Fifth batter of the inning here for the Flyers. We need to get no more up there.
A little high.
A fastball high.
But you're down just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
High heat. Make it. Hit it right back to you, Bo.
Come on, Bo. Let's keep these runners out there.
Good
ooh,
pitch.
Same pitch as the first time. He way out in front of that one, too.
He now wants a fastball.
Yeah, he's fastball hitter.
I'm bringing him your old Uncle Charlie one more
oh,
time.
Absolutely. One ball, two strikes.
By God,
he ain't even close to it, so he might as well.
Let's get him.
Hopefully
here.
He doesn't time it up. There's a fastball. It's high. Neck high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here.
Out of the zone pretty far there.
Top of the sixth inning.
He wasn't even thinking.
All knotted at twos. Runners at second and third here for the Flyers. Two outs. Bo needs to get out of this jam.
Got him.
Struck
that
him out.
Boy.
We're going to strand two of them out there again.
Good job, Cappy. Get a zero on woo. There. Yes,
that
sir.
Was lucky right there.
Woo.
Indians coming to the plate. We're through 5.5 in the books. We're all knotted at twos. Come on, Fee. Need a run.
Need one.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and your family from the risk you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't just depend on anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We are back here at the Battlegrounds. We're going to get a new pitcher here in the bottom of the sixth. Looks like it is Bryant Meyer, sophomore from Marion Local. Left-hander. Looks like he throws pretty hard. Indians are going to throw the bottom of the order. Adam, Sage Wendell, Alex Deuce, and Tucker Overman. Upcoming games this week on FR Radio. Tomorrow, the softball will host the National Trail on Fort Recovery Radio, the mainstream. And then Saturday, the baseball team will take on Lincoln View at Day Air Ballpark, the Dayton Dragons. At 3 o'clock start, that's FRR broadcast. Next week, we got Tuesday night. It will be a big game against St. Henry, at St. Henry, on FRR Radio. And Thursday, the softball team will be taking on the Minster Wildcats. They are really, really good.
Speaking of the softball team, they're all knotted at fours with the Marion Local Fighters over there. 4-4 in the sixth inning.
Battle. Marion Local and Fort Recovery having a battle today. Baseball 2-2. Softball 4-4. Also on Thursday next week, the Indians will go over to Minster and take on the Wildcats. That'll be on FR Radio.
Yeah, so softball here and on Sports Stream 2. And then
Baseball over there.
Baseball there. So two away games for the baseball
next
week.
Then we got the old prom next Friday.
I remember a few years ago we had a game on Saturday after the prom.
Yep, that don't work out too good.
I'd say that was the last time we ever did that.
Yeah,
that
don't work out too good. Kids don't get home till 5 in the morning and don't feel too good.
Nope.
All righty. Sage Wendell going to lead us off. Sage drove in a run last time up with a base hit. Be a leadoff here. 14 one time.
Yeah, come on here. 1-4. Get on the base here.
But look, we'll take it anyway. Meyer boy took over.
Got a new pitcher on the mound. Number 6, Brian Meyer.
Those hard.
Was he out in left field? They just switcheroo.
You know,
or right field.
Right, sure. Brian Meyer, yes, he was in right field.
Yeah, I think he's like that kneecap boy, big tall boy out there.
Big tall boy out there.
He might be able to catch one if he put one across the stockade out there.
Yep, he might be the only guy that could reach it. There's a strike. 1-2.
Come on, Sage, put her in play here.
Sage.
Make him work. Make him work.
Yeah, we got to make him make plays here. Bottom of the sixth, all tied up at 2. We got a good one here. Indians got to get out of here with a W. Ball low.
Good eye right there, man.
Yep.
Sage.
2-2. Alex Deuce on deck.
I think Marion is 1-3 in the, in the MAC, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to get this.
Ball low.
Good eye right there, Sage. Good eye, babe. Come on now.
He's battling. Base hit or ball 4. 14 one time.
Full count. Gotta be on base.
Make him work here. Make him work.
Anything close, we got a hit. Winding the pitch by Meyer. Shot into right field there of base hit. That a boy, Sage. Good piece of hitting. Great at bat.
That was a great at bat. That's exactly right, Harold.
It was.
About an 8th pitch at bat.
Yep. Battled him.
Jackson going to be your batter.
Now batting number 15, Jackson.
Irving going to come in and pinch hit for Alex Deuce.
Come on here. Jackson, come on now.
Jackson, I'd say either we're going to take off and try to steal a base again or we're going to try to bump.
I think Riggsy's or
not a very big lead. Sage's got to get a little bigger lead.
Sage's got to get a little bit bigger lead.
He's going to steal.
Yep. And they've been throwing over and
they've been throwing down
catching.
There. When blowing in, it's I don't think anybody's been caught stealing yet.
Not yet. A little bit bigger lead this
Jackson
time.
Jackson, yeah, a little better. He looks at it. Ball high. Sage. 2 balls, no strikes.
Bryce Sage's first time down there with lefty.
Left. Lefties are hard to steal off of.
A little trickier.
Yep.
Uh-oh. We got a lawnmower over there at the cow house. Happy.
All right.
Uh-oh. We got him fired up. Ball 3.
You trust him with your lawnmower?
More than my daughter's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Well, then.
Rachel agreed. She wasn't. She's
Rachel
with
says
him.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. All righty. 3 balls, no strikes. We got a runner on. Here's the pitch. Looks a little high, but it is a strike. Just caught the outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. Hitter's pitch here.
Yep, I'm sure
maybe
he was
a little hit and run
that.
Here, you think, Cabby, maybe?
I think it's a good pitch for it, Harold.
Yep.
Yeah. Good time to get one going. Hit one in the gap. Swing and a miss. Full count again.
We had the swinging part going, but not the running part.
We didn't have the running part.
I think Jackson hit a home run last year at South Adams,
yes,
I believe.
He did hit one pretty good.
Yep, he can definitely.
He got a full count.
He was hitting her hard in the batting practice, too.
Here's the pitch. Runner goes down low. That's ball,
ball four.
Four
anyway.
Yes, sir. Now you can go.
Yeah, go, 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 go.
Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah, got to be
ready.
That's
a live ball. That's... Sage got down to second. The ball went into center field, but nobody moved.
Now batting number 10, Bo 10.
So Jackson will get on with a walk. And that brings Bo 10 to the plate.
Two on, nobody out. Let's go. Let's get a pass ball and then a... Two-run single, or two RBI single.
Very well could have been first and third right there. Oh, yeah, I agree. Bo showing bunt. Gets top half of it. Beats her in the dirt. Foul.
Didn't get her. Come on, big fella. You got to get this bunt down. This is where you got to execute. You got to get this stuff done. These are the little things that win you the game. Come on, Bo, Dan.
It's been a pretty clean game.
Each team has an error. Squares up again. Pulls it back this time. Ball low. One ball, one strike. On the pitcher, Bo 10. Bo, I'd like to see us get a couple runs. He'd go out there and throw a goose egg and get him a W.
Get the heck out of here now.
Yeah.
With you all the way on that.
Squares up again. Here's the pitch. Bunted down the first baseline. That's a great bunt. Here's the throw down. Pulled him a little bit off, but he got it back in time. Great bunt by Bo 10.
Perfect job.
Moves his runners up to second and third. Sacrifice for Bo. First out of the inning. Back to the top of the lineup. Caden Greasy.
All right. That's what we want. Ducks on the pond. Leadoff guy up. Come on.
Yep. Had a big base hit last time up. He's been hitting the ball every time. We've just been hitting it right at people.
Not this time.
Time to find that big old gap somewhere.
Yep.
Score a couple runs here. Here's the pitch. Popped up.
Kidding me.
One thing we didn't want.
Get
out
of play.
Here.
Blow.
Get
blow, 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 blow,
blow.
Basket catch.
Basket catch by the first baseman. That was not what we wanted.
About 5 feet from their dugout.
Pop out
maybe
three
closer than that.
For the second out of the inning. All right, we're going to leave it up to Wyatt. Wyatt Ben, big senior. Let's see if you can't get us a win here. Big old base hit, driving a couple runs.
We need timely base hits.
We need one
now.
Right here.
Sage Wendell needs
base hit right here. Could
on his
ball
game, too.
Folks.
If a ball gets by, we need to get him in. Ball high.
Good call. Fire scored two in the fifth. Indians pick up a run on the bottom of the fourth and tie it back up. Bottom of the fifth.
That's they're battling over there, too. Wyatt, one ball, no strikes. Two outs in the inning. There's the pitch. Pop foul. Back into the screen. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Wyatt Ben. Come on, Wyatt Ben.
Wyatt Ben in a big spot again. We need another big hit. Come on, 23, one time. Ball high. Whoa, about got away from him. Here's the throw down. Watch the ball. He luckily knocked that down. Runner stay put, second and third.
Wouldn't that have been a silly run right there?
Ooh, that'd
yes,
been a dumb
it would have. Man. Well, I feel good about this pitch right here.
Come on, Wyatt. Two balls, one strike. Sage with a pretty good lead down at third. Third baseman way back. You can get as much as you want. Ball low, 3-1. I know Cale Ramel was itching to swing that bat.
I am okay with a walk to load the bases.
Cale got two hits.
Cale on deck. Yep. He's had two doubles. One off the fence. Here's the pitch. Wyatt hits a
get out of here. He's out.
Foul ball down there. Right field side. That is going to be a full count. Wyatt's battling. Runners at second and third. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Indians looking for a big hit. Big two-out hit here. Here's the wind in the pitch. Ground ball.
Get it,
to short. Going to be a tough play. Long throw. Beat it. Oh, he called him.
I know he called him safe, didn't he?
I thought he called him safe.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Caught himself.
I
thought he was out.
I thought it was close, too.
I thought he was
out. We will take that. That's a base hit. Wyatt Benn, deep shot.
And
short
manager
in the hole.
Coming out, not coach happy.
Coach
is thinking he, I don't know. He might, I don't know if he can appeal the home plate on that one to ask him, but I don't think it's going to matter.
Number two.
I'll be honest
with
you.
All right. Sage Wendell gets us the lead win.
Run him out by.
Here we go, Cale. Get some more.
But huge run.
That's a big run. We'll take it. We will take it.
Runners on the corners. Here we go, Cale.
Cale Ram wants to clean his bases off here one time.
No doubt. How about that?
Big old shot here. Two's been seeing it pretty good. Shot right at the shortstop.
Bobbled it.
Here's the throw. He's going to go to first. Oh, he might have pulled his foot. But he called him out.
That time I thought he was safe, and he was out that time. But we'll take the run, P.
We got the run. We did get the run. We did get the lead. Okay. That was a 6-3. Third out. And that is one run on, looks like maybe one hit. Two hits.
Yep.
Indians take the lead, 3-2.
Good job, partner. Good job.
Got to get us a goose egg here in the seventh, and we'll get out of here with a W.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here trying to wrap things up here. Going into the top of the seventh inning.
Boat.
Indians got a little bitty run that inning, and that's all we need to take a 3-2 lead, Fee. And now we just got to hang on to it.
Yep,
let Bo Tin take care of work. He's going to be facing 2-3-4, so he's got his work in front of him here.
Yep.
It's going to be Ian Randler, Jake Topp, and Hayden Peppelman going to be the first three batters here.
Keep on throwing strikes, Bo.
Got a little update from our fan, Kathy Etzler, says the Coldwater Cavaliers are leading the Parkway Panthers 8-0.
Cavaliers are up over. Yeah,
top of the seventh.
Kathy. First pitch in there a little bit outside for a ball.
I got St. Henry up 4-1.
Fastball, ground ball over to Patchy. Patchy scoops it up. Going to take it himself. And that's going to be a 3 unassisted for out number one. That's a big one, Fee.
That's a big one. I was going to get that first one.
That's the big one.
Two more. St. Henry leads New Bremen 4-1 after four. We got anything
What's
else?
St. Henry's record? They're 3-0. Yeah, they're tough.
8-2 on the year.
All right, number three batter, Jake Topp at the plate.
T-Rag, nice.
Throws him right there and strike three.
Curveball.
Strike three, strike one.
I like it to be strike three.
No kidding.
We'll get there.
What happened to the first two? Missed them.
Two more coming at you.
All right, here comes the 0-1. Way out in front, strike two.
You were just two pitches ahead of yourself, Dave. That's all.
I know what's coming.
Now you can do the old strike three.
Yep. We already know what it's going to be.
Throw it by him here, Bo. Bo with a little high heat here, a little high cheese. Nope, curveball.
Get him with the curveball. Got
he fouled it.
Got the end of it. Q-tipped her.
Yes, he did.
Q-balled that bad boy back to the screen. One out. Indians 2 outs away from getting win number 3 in the MAC, Fee, and that would feel pretty good.
It would feel good.
Man, he's just hanging in there. He is battling, man. I'm telling you.
Just getting a touch on that
ball. Little bitty of that ball, and that's it. Come on now.
No balls, 2 strikes. Bo way ahead.
Bo, give me that old Uncle Charlie.
I think he's going to give him one right here.
I think we'd like to see it.
Here comes the 0-2.
Nope, fastball.
Threw a fastball. He gets a piece of that one, too. Files it back to the screen.
That's nice a good
work.
Bat.
Nice work for the young man.
Young man.
Well, let's get
top. Hayden Peppelman on deck.
Let's whiff him on this pitch.
Top is 1-for-2. He walked in the third inning.
Come on, Bo.
There's a fastball.
Ooh. Ah, a little out.
It's been a little
good
out.
Good pitch,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep. One ball, two strikes, one away here. Top of the seventh inning, Indians cling to a 3-2 lead. Indians pick up one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth for their three runs. Marion scored them all. Both of them in the fifth. Oh, got him on the curveball,
yes,
Pete.
Yes, sir.
Good job by Bo.
Charlie, you got to love it. Two away.
Top goes down swinging. Two up, two down. That's going to bring Hayden Peppelman the last chance here for the Flyers. Strikeout number 7.
I believe he threw him seven pitches. Six of them were strikes.
Yeah, that was good. Good,
yes,
good battle by both of them.
Yes.
Good battle. Is correct.
A curveball comes in there.
A little ground ball back to old Bo and let him finish it off.
Hayden Peppelman right here, the number 4 hole hitter.
He hit a rocket at Alex Duke in the first inning.
He absolutely did.
And Alex absolutely got up and made a great play.
Maybe the hardest hit ball of the ball game. But
yeah, I'd say
you're right. Since then, he's grounded out both times to Sage Wendell at second. Come on, Sage. Be ready now. Two times in a row.
One more up for us.
Make it happen. No balls, two strikes.
Ooh!
Just a
wow!
Bit.
Two strikes,
well, I have no idea
two
that
outs, baby was
and he didn't
right
swing
there.
Woo.
One more of them, and we'll get it.
His eye ain't that good.
Hard
here comes a
1-2.
There's a fastball. He gets a piece of that one. Hits it hard
that's
out
trouble
towards left center.
That is trouble,
and that's going to be over Troy's head. Now the young man's going to crown first, and he's going to head into second, and he's going to be sliding into Cannon second with a double. So the tying run now is now
we're
180 feet away.
Oh, we're back to the old fingernails chewing.
Gosh dang, we had him 0-2.
0-2 threw a pretty good pitch. He drilled it.
That's the sixth hit of the game now for the Flyers. Looks to me like we're going to do a pinch runner. I'll bet you any money.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's a big boy down there.
He's
big number 42.
He's a pretty good sized man.
See what's going to happen.
I agree.
Here.
Now batting number 3, Damon Kramer.
Damon Kramer going to come in to bat. So we're going to keep the young man out there at second base.
Yeah.
Kramer going to come in to bat for Colton Arns. I can't find him. Damon Kramer. There he is.
Yep.
Skinny little guy.
Tough little spot to put in.
Yeah.
Been sitting over on the bench the whole time. Now, hey, two outs here. Top of the seventh. Tying run at second, two outs.
Yeah.
Do a little magic for me. Come on now.
Oh,
way out in front on that curveball.
Good job.
Moving outfielders in a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Keep throwing strikes, Bo.
Troy's moving wide in.
Yeah, I would too. I don't think this. If he hits it, it ain't going very far in right field. Another nice pitch.
Yeah, another curveball right there.
That's
he's
nasty.
Fooling him.
That was nasty.
Got him 0-2. Tying run out there at second. Come on, Bo, bear down. Come
I
on,
baby.
I
can't imagine why you'd want to throw any other pitch in that same one.
I would say you would give him the good morning,
looked,
the good afternoon, and the good
foolish
night.
Foolish up there. First two curveballs.
I would
big
certainly
lead
not throw
there
a fastball.
Big lead.
Got him. He got him with a curveball. 1-2-3, and the Indians are going to come away here with a 3-2 win. Nice job by the purple and white. 3-2 win over the Flyers. We'll be back to wrap this up in just a bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back, Big Fee, and a huge victory
Big
for the
W.
Indians tonight. Tell you what, the scrappy little Flyers coming in here tonight, you know, it was a battle.
It was a battle. You know, that team came in with a 4-8 record. They're going out with a 4-9 record. But like Neil said earlier, they've had some great games. They've been close with a bunch of teams, and that's a pretty good ball club.
Chalk another one up to a great game, you know?
Absolutely. They fought us tooth and nail all the way
down. Yeah, a tying run at second base there in the seventh inning, and the inning's lucky enough. Do a good job there by Bo. Strikes out the pinch hitter on three great curveballs. You know, a tough spot for that young man to come into this game and try to come up with a clutch hit. But Bo took care of business. Indians take care of business.
Oh,
and we go to 3-2 in the MAC, which is big, Harold.
Yes, sir. 3-2 MAC. And that keeps your hopes alive a little bit. You never know about those two teams.
Yeah, you never know.
But also down the road, if you look at our record now, it's 8-4. And we got a couple Big Mac wins, and it comes down to that when you start going to that tournament draw. You know, those
maybe
Mac wins are huge.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe we'll get a nice seed there.
Maybe get to play at home a couple games.
Come bring somebody here and play them.
I'll tell you what, for the Flyers, they had two runs on six hits. They struck out eight times. Nice job by the Indian staff. You know, Bo had four strikeouts.
Yep.
Troy had four strikeouts. We only gave up three walks, which was big.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't give them a bunch of freebies. We did hit one batter.
And basically they scored all the runs in one inning.
Yeah.
So that shows you we had some nice job. We had six innings of really good work.
That's exactly right. We had a great job by the pitching staff tonight. They had three stolen bases. They stranded six, and they had one error. For the Indians, we had three runs on eight hits. We only struck out four times. We got two free passes, and we had three stolen bases also, and we stranded six.
Yep.
Hitting wise goes like this. Caden Greasy, the leadoff guy, had a hit. He come around to score a run in the fifth inning. Wyatt Benn was 1-for-3. Also, Cale Rammel had a good hitting night.
He was
2-for-3. Daniel Patch, another good hitting night for him. He was 2-for-3. Troy Humlin come in and he scored after he walked. So there you go.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Free pass. Troy Boyd comes around, he scores. We had our chances to blow the game open. You know,
we did.
We had a couple chances where we could go out and say, all right, two more hits and this game's over.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't put them together. Sage Wendell, hats off to the young man coming
Big
up here, getting moved
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
And he has a two-hit ball, you know, two-hit night.
Two-hit night, and he got on base there in the seventh, in the bottom of the sixth, and he was the winning run.
Came around and scored.
Yeah, that was big.
To score. He got a base hit to lead us off there in the sixth inning, and he came around again.
Yeah, and a great at-bat, too. We talked about he had about an 8-9 pitch at-bat, knocked a bunch out of there, made it 3-2, and then, boom, one into right field for a base hit.
Absolutely.
Hats off to that
young man. Nice job by Sage Wendell. Tip the old ball cap to him. He's my player of the game tonight.
I think you're right.
And just a big win for the Indians. You know, we struggled the other night. We didn't play a bad game against Coldwater. You know, we didn't play a bad game. We just absolutely couldn't get a timely hit. We had some chances. So I feel good. Now we got Landon coming back, and we go to Dayton.
That Dayton
on Saturday,
Dragons.
Right?
Yep. Next week I got some
Lincoln
upcoming
Field.
Stuff going on.
Yeah,
softball.
Go over that.
Tomorrow, softball is going to host the National Trail and on Fort Recovery Radio on Mainstream. And then Saturday, these same Indians will head to Dayton Dragon Park and take on the Lincoln View Lancers, who I think are ranked number 2 in the state right now. And like I said, they came off of a runner-up last year's state championship. Just came a little bit short of winning a state championship last year. Next week, we got a big week of baseball. We're going to go and play at St. Henry. And then on FR Radio, and then Thursday, the softball team will host Minster Wildcat Lady Wildcats here, and the Indians will drive over to Minster and take on the Wildcats over there at Hanover Park. And next week will be Friday, will be the prom, and that'll be it for the next weekend. But a big week of baseball coming up. Calpy, pretty good game for us tonight, I think.
I just wanted to let you know the girls got beat 5-4.
And the girls did get beat tonight 5-4. Doggone it. Ah, well, they battled the whole way. They were kind of like this game here, but we got the good side of it, and we ended up with a victory. For Dave Kalpin and myself, we're going to hang it up, and we're going to head home and get some supper and call her a day. Indians, great job. Big win. We will see you on Saturday.
Sounded good.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.